From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right, pretty much must let you know about this. Coming up tomorrow is Focus on the Family's 9th annual Take Your Bible to School Day. Have fun with that. And we'll go into a little more detail, but it is tomorrow. It's the 9th annual. And actually, earlier this week, we had a chance to catch up with someone at Focus on the Family to talk about it. You can go look for that on our website at abqconnect.online. Or go to bringyourbible.com. Focus on the Family's prepared a lot of great information there. You know, a lot of people preparing to do that are like, can I do that? Yeah, you can. And it's got some great suggestions for you, and how to know your rights, and how to show the love of Christ. You know, it is a day that empowers students to live out their faith by bringing the Bibles to school. And actually, Focus on the Family is really encouraging students to not only bring their Bibles, but to bring their biblical values like kindness, compassion, love, and an unfailing commitment to share God's truth with others. And bringyourbible.com is the site to go to. But listen, the easiest thing to do tomorrow, do it tonight before you go to bed. Get your stuff ready for the morning and include your Bible in that stack. Put it in your book bag or in your car as you head off to school. And that is, you know, pre or K, not only through 12, but it'd be great to see a lot of UNM students and CNM students and education past high school. If you're listening in Las Cruces at NMSU, we'd love to hear about folks getting their Bible and bringing it to school tomorrow. All right, let's get to our first guest. Carla Sontag is here from the New Mexico Business Coalition. I always want to say biz because it's the website.
Yeah, that's right.
The website is nmbizcoalition.org. But Carla, welcome in. And let me say in advance, thank you so much for the work that you and the rest of the team at the New Mexico Business Coalition and Better Together New Mexico do to keep us informed on things that are happening and are important to us. Typically we've got stuff that we walk through. It's like, oh boy. But there's good news too. We're going to get to both today.
Yes. Well, you know what? Even when the news is not good, it's good to know.
Yeah.
Because how else can we stay informed, take action where we need to, if we don't understand the facts of the situation? So it's always good news to me.
Yeah. You know, and today we're going to start on the Better Together New Mexico. You spell it all out. No NM in there. It's bettertogethernewmexico.org or .org.com?
.org
website. And let's get an update on the referendum. It's something that we covered in detail over the last year. And June or July that it was due the first time?
Yes, on that first deadline, that there was no way that deadline could have been met.
Yeah.
And so we're working hard. And that is the main update we want to give. We have some counties that have already met their 10% goal. We have some that are close. The big counties, Santa Fe, Bernalillo, and Doñana, still have a long way to go. But wherever you are in the state, you can help, if you have not signed, to please sign all six of those referendums.
Now, it's okay to say, I don't know. To what would you maybe attribute, you know, the fact that, I'll tell you what I think, and then I'd be interested to hear from you. Basically, Albuquerque and Santa Fe, you know, we're not close in Bernalillo or Santa Fe County.
Right.
And it just seems, you know, the bigger, you know, in the cities, they tend to lean, more red or more blue than red. And essentially it was the Democratic leaders in the roundhouse and others, you know, both sides of the aisle were probably responsible. But in the roundhouse that passed these bills that are laws now.
Right.
I mean, am I onto something there? Or, you know,
well, like, you know, what's interesting as we go through this process, we have found that it really is nonpartisan. We've got Democrats that are volunteering to actually get petition signatures because they're so appalled at the laws that passed. And so, and we've got libertarians, just Republicans, everybody is engaged. I think we just have, in the smaller communities, it's easier to get the word out. And their events that they hold are better attended because it is a small community. In Albuquerque, you kind of get lost in the masses, and especially Albuquerque and Doñana County. Mm-hmm. Our biggest asset are the churches. The Calvary churches in particular around the state are helping. The Legacy Church is helping. There's several churches around the state that have been a very big help.
We had Ray Jaramillo in here from Calvary Chapel Rio Grande Valley a couple weeks ago. And he had mentioned, I thanked him. I said, thank you so much, Ray, for being active and educating, helping to educate the community there in Valencia County. And look at that. Valencia County is done.
Well, Valencia, they are close. Sorry. Allergies are getting me. But you know what Valencia did, and five other counties, they passed a resolution supporting this referendum process. And I think Valencia is very close. They don't have quite all of their signatures. They're very close. But they passed this resolution. And here's what's important. If we have the right under the Constitution of New Mexico to run a referendum on a law that we want to get put on a ballot. But if you go to the Secretary of State website, she actually says that what we're doing is illegal and improper. And so it's caused a lot of confusion. And a lot of people are pulling back, not opposing this, but saying, well, why should I sign? Or, you know, what is the purpose?
Secretary of State is saying, you know, it's moot.
Yeah, and it's not. So there are several court cases pending to get a judge to tell the Secretary of State that, yes, in fact, we do have the right to do this. In the meantime, we're pushing forward, full steam ahead, gathering signatures, having confidence that the courts will rule in our favor according to the state constitution. So, and you know how court cases go. That is yet to be seen. One of our court cases went directly to the New Mexico Supreme Court. So we've got some local courts, and then the Supreme Court taking a look at this.
Okay, so the list of counties that have passed the resolution are, okay, the resolution is to uphold the people's right to a referendum. Okay, so this isn't the referendum. This is a resolution to uphold or the right to the referendum.
Yes, it's pushed back against what the Secretary of State is saying on her website, that these counties, these county commissions have listened to the people, have looked at the referendum, looked at the Constitution, and they passed a resolution saying, yes, you have the right to do it. It says in the Constitution you can do it.
Okay, so these are the counties that, are standing behind the work that, you know, Better Together New Mexico and New Mexico Business Coalition has been busy. When did the session end in the
mid-March this year?
Okay, all right. So for months.
Yes.
And that's not all. That is not all that New Mexico Business Coalition or Better Together New Mexico are doing. As a matter of fact, in order to find out, we're going to talk about some of it more on the show today, but. If you go to Better Together New Mexico, spell it all out, .org, bettertogethernewmexico.org, and nmbizcoalition.org, you'll see a lot of that work that's happening. And for those who are still prepared, you know, I haven't gone to do the referendum. Still, there's places all over the state that they can go do that, and that's posted at Better Together New Mexico.
It is, and you can find very easily where the permanent signing locations are, and then we also post event signings. So if there's a county fair or state fair, which is over now, but events that are going on, there will be signing, and so we're posting those as well. But let's give a shout out to those six counties that have passed that resolution. That's Valencia, Sandoval, Eddy, Chavez, Lee, and Cibola counties have all passed the resolution saying, yes, indeed, we do have the right. And there's other counties in the process of reviewing a resolution as well.
So how many more counties are there?
Well, we have 33 counties in the state.
Okay. And does, I mean, what would happen if we didn't get every county to pass the resolution?
Well, the resolution is just a yeah, buddy, kind of support.
Okay.
It has no legal bearing on what we're doing.
It's just clearly communicating to the leadership of the state.
And to the people within that county.
Yeah.
That they see, they have reviewed it, and they believe we do have the right to do this.
Very good. Okay. Well, that's great information. We told you we'd have some good news, and there's some right there.
Yeah, that's good news.
Six counties and more on the way.
Yes.
And again, then back to the referendum, not to confuse things, but do get out and find one of those places where you can sign the petition. And how many laws were passed that are we're looking to get on the ballot?
There's six.
Okay.
There's six. And here's to make it easy for you. If you can't find a signing location, you can do it yourself. We have all the forms on our website. You can download them. You could sign them yourself and have friends and family sign them. Just make sure that you turn it over and attest that you witnessed those signatures. And then you can mail it to us. We've got the mailing address. And you will have accomplished something great for this state.
All right. Well, we've got more on the plate here to talk about. We've got the full hour today with Carla Sontag in studio from the New Mexico Business Coalition, NMBiz, B-I-Z, coalition.org. And we'll talk more. There's more to come after the break on ABQ Connect. Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. Make sure you join us tonight at 7 o'clock. You'll hear the service from Calvary Church. Tonight, we've selected a best of message from Pastor Skip. He did a few months ago back in 1 Kings. But make sure you're tuned in for that at 7 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow on ABQ Connect, we're getting close to that Medicare window. And if you have questions, tomorrow's the day to get on the phone and let us get the expert in front of you. Black Bear Medicare will be in studio with us to talk about those Medicare issues and questions you might have, and just some great information. You want to tune in for that. And then, of course, every Friday we get our update from John Moore Associates. We'll get that Friday financial update with Brian Cochran on Friday, as well as our Heritage Foundation update. So thanks for joining us every weekday afternoon at 1 o'clock. And remember, look for the archive shows. Maybe you heard something on the show you want to share with someone. Go to abqconnect.online, and there's a place for you to listen there or send the link let someone else hear what you're hearing as we cover various issues, as we are today with Carla Sontag in studio from the New Mexico Business Coalition. The website is nmbizcoalition.org. And, you know, I said at the top of the hour, Carla, there's always, some heavy things to talk about, stuff. But the good news is people are getting work done. And this next topic we have, this is a thumbs up. This is one that makes you smile.
It is. It's a very touching event. And that is our annual Heroes event. We will have a veteran of the year that we will honor. On a sadder note, a little more serious, we will also honor the families of fallen first responders. So that's hard, but we're recognizing how they gave their life to protect us. And what's really nice, though, the proceeds from this event, from sponsorships, go to scholarships for the children who have lost a parent.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, I was on the website earlier, and I saw a place where you could nominate a veteran. Has the veteran been selected, or is that still a process if people wanted to go and nominate someone?
So there are lots of categories for people to nominate. The Veteran of the Year is something that we do not do. We do the honoring, but they are selected by a panel of the leaders that have retired from every branch of the military that are stationed here in New Mexico. they get together and they decide who they are going to give to us to honor as the Veteran of the Year. So it's a really nice process. But under nominations, we would love for people to nominate a community hero, maybe a first responder, maybe somebody that could work in government or outside of government, but just somebody who you see is going above and beyond what they are called to do in normal duty. We want to honor them. And so it's very simple. There's a form you can fill out and you can send us the information and nominate them. And then we've got a panel that will review the nominations and awards will be given that night on November 2nd.
All right. It's going to be November 2nd at Crowne Plaza Hotel. And again, you can register and get signed up to go. Can you get a table, right?
Yes, we have tables available. And the cost for the entry is just really the cost of what it costs for us to do the event. We're not making any money on that. We are the sponsorships helping us with that. But there's some other really exciting things happening that night. Our keynote speaker is Jeremy Gay, and he is awesome. He's such a good speaker.
Now, I'm unfamiliar. Tell me about Jeremy Gay.
So Jeremy Gay actually ran as a candidate last year for Attorney General.
Okay.
But the reason that we like Jeremy so much, he practiced law. He is an attorney, but he was in the United States Marine Corps, and he's a veteran. He prosecuted and also defended federal felony and misdemeanor criminal offenses. So he has got some really amazing experience. He's a military veteran himself. He's a really good speaker, and he has got such a great story to share. And I hope people will come and listen because he's amazing.
Well, and if they go, they also get to see some charming co-masters of ceremony.
Oh, we are so blessed. We are so blessed. Yes, we have Jim Williams, who is, he's just a great guy. And he's a friend, but he is a radio host here on KLYT.
KLYT.
Yep. And he was born and raised in Albuquerque. He's been around for a long time and very much affiliated with Calvary and does a great job. And so we're really excited. This will be Jim's first time hosting as co-host. Nancy Laughlin is returning. She's an Emmy award-winning former news reporter for KOAT7 News. And she's just an amazing woman. And she loves doing this event because it's so touching. And it's really, she always says she's honored, but I'll tell you, we're the ones that are blessed to have her.
That'd be kind of fun to see if there's any banter between those two getting up on stage.
I think it'll be fun. I think they'll do a great job because they always do a great job individually, but to get them together on stage will be a blast.
Now, I see on here the event is in partnership with your sister organization, Rebound New Mexico.
Yes.
I'm not familiar with Rebound. I don't know that I am.
Well, yeah, we've not talked about that as much. Rebound kind of had to take a back seat during COVID. Our focus with Rebound was training of the homeless to help them get back on their feet.
Very good.
They went through a Christian program of leadership to teach them how to go through interview process, how to do resumes, and get a job so that they could get back in, be a productive part of society, and get over that hump that took them to homelessness. We got shut down because of COVID, and it is still operating, but not to the same extent. But that is a 501c3, which is a charitable organization.
All right. And we don't have really time to go through all the sponsors. However, and we're non-commercial, so I'm just going to mention some of the folks that are sponsoring the event. International Protective Services is serving as your executive event sponsor. Vulcan Materials Company is one of the gold event sponsors. Other gold event sponsors include U.S. Eagle Credit Union, Federal Credit Union, Rio Grande Credit Union, Summit Electric and Supply, and the Farm Bureau Financial Services office at Mark Kruger's office. And then there's silver sponsors and bronze event sponsors and other levels. That's something that people, I'm sure, that are listening, and you know, they hear, and maybe they're a business owner, they're like-minded with what the New Mexico Business Coalition is doing. That's something they can go to the website at nmbizcoalition.org.
Right? Yes. So you can register there to attend, you can sponsor there, and you can find out who the sponsors are. And we just have so much gratitude to these people because, again, the proceeds from the sponsorship go to scholarships for the children who have lost a parent in the line of duty in New Mexico.
Yeah, that's I know is something that's important to the KLYT listener. They've been supportive with other organizations that assist with that as well. But hey, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Carla Sontag. Carla is from the New Mexico Business Coalition and with Better Together New Mexico. Both websites are a great resource for you. If you have not been there, would encourage you to do so. Here's both the sites, nmbizcoalition.org, or now this next one, you spell it all out. No abbreviations. Okay. It's Better Together New Mexico. .org. All right. Well, we've got plenty of other stuff to talk about, but if you missed the details about the 2023 Heroes Banquet, it's happening on November 2nd, 2023 at the Crown Plaza Hotel, and you'll find the details on the nmbizcoalition.org website. All right. Stay with us. We'll be back with more right after the break on ABQ Connect. All right. Hey, you know, a few months ago, everyone was going out to the movies to see Jesus Revolution, and there's a chance for you to go see it at a free movie night. It's coming to New Beginnings Church in Albuquerque. That's on Montgomery, just west of San Mateo, kind of behind Raising Cane's restaurant over there. It's happening this Friday night at 7 o'clock. And if, you know, you've been hiding somewhere and you don't know what I'm talking about with the Jesus Revolution, it's a film based on the autobiographical book of the same name. And the film actually follows Greg Laurie, the evangelist who you hear on A New Beginning daily on KLYT, Greg and Christian hippie Lonnie Frisbee and Pastor Chuck Smith as they take part in the Jesus movement in California during the late 60s. Our friends at New Beginnings Church will provide snacks and drinks. However, they're asking if you're going to come on Friday night at 7 o'clock that you register, and you can do that at their website, nbcabq.com, nbcabq.com, to register to watch that movie at New Beginnings Church. All right, Carla Sontag's in studio from the New Mexico Business Coalition, and our next topic, this is one we hope to see changes in what's happening in crime.
Oh boy, we need to see some changes because it's gotten really bad. And to quote the governor, she was recently interviewed by CNN, and she said, "In Albuquerque, you are not safe going to work, getting your prescription drugs, or going to a public park." And that is the truth. And for those of us that live and work in Albuquerque, we know how bad it's gotten. Problem is, it just keeps getting worse. And so we looked at, well, why is this happening? Why has the crime gotten so bad? Well, we found a interview. Actually, it was a press conference that the mayor had several months ago. And he said he will not enforce certain laws, including criminal trespass. And so what's happening is we've got these transients, these vagrants. I'm not talking about the homeless population, okay? I want to clarify that. We've had homeless, and we're probably, unfortunately, always going to have homeless. We have people that either choose not to have a home, or they don't have a home for circumstances, some beyond their control, some by their choice. But I'm not talking about that population. I'm talking about vagrants and transients, people that come here because they know these laws are not going to be enforced. Mm-hmm. And it's become kind of a free-for-all for them.
And the open border hasn't helped.
No, it hasn't. And as a matter of fact, we just learned that in Texas, the governor there is bringing in several thousand every day across the border, and he is sending them other places. He's sending them to New York. He's sending them to California. Well, Albuquerque is preparing now for busloads of these people coming into our state. That's going to add to the chaos and the confusion and the problems that we have. And so that is a problem. But the Texas governor has put down his foot and he said, we're not going to entertain all these people. We cannot. And now New York, who was a sanctuary city.
New York City, we're talking about.
New York City, they're saying, don't come here. We can't handle anymore. I wish New Mexico would wake up before we got to that point. We need better border security. We need to have, if people are coming, I'm all for immigration. I think the whole country was based on immigration for the most part.
Well, yeah. I mean, my grandfather came from Sweden.
Yes.
I mean, you know, more than that. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of our closest connection to Europe.
We need to fix our immigration laws. They're not very user-friendly in the U.S., and I think they should be fixed. But until they get fixed, I don't think that we should just open our borders and tell anybody in the entire world to come on in, mm-hmm. because we can't handle that, and we're suffering the repercussions as it is. So we've got to deal with that. And so the New Mexico Business Coalition started looking at this, and we realized the mayor is not going to enforce certain laws. We've had the chief of police tell businesses, hire your own security because we're not going to provide it for you. Which begs the question, why are they paying taxes? Because that is one of the fundamental things that government is to provide for people who pay taxes, is basic security. The chief is saying he won't do that. He's threatening to sue car manufacturers because their cars are too easy to steal. He's put Walgreens on notice and other businesses. And you know, you have stories, and I'm hearing this repetitively now. Businesses are calling for assistance, asking the police to come help get these vagrants and these transients off their property because some of these people are very dangerous.
So now we're prosecuting, well, to a certain extent, prosecuting the victim. I mean,
we are, because what's happening, the police are not responding to those calls, but eventually the city will send somebody out and it's code enforcement and the business owner is being fined and or cited that they have illegal activity on their property, like illegal camping. When they called for the assistance to clear that, they're the ones that are going to be cited or fined. It has gone to...
That's going to get really ugly.
It is,
I mean,
very quickly.
I don't even want to say, you're telling a business owner, okay, you have these illegal encampments on your property, and you've called the people who are charging you with that, mm-hmm. And who you pay taxes to take care of those things. If you're going to leave it, you're asking untrained people to deal with conflict.
That's right.
And that's going to get very ugly.
It is very problematic. And this is going on more and more frequently. And get this, any business that calls repeatedly for help, and especially if they're 911 calls, those businesses can be marked as a nuisance business, and the city can then start taking it over and shutting it down. So crime is out of control, and their answer is to put the business owner out of business. It's unacceptable.
Well, you know, with almost every topic that we touch on here that is concerning, Carla, it goes back to, you know, the listener going registering to vote, mm-hmm. which probably half of them do, and then once you're registered, go and vote.
Right.
So
yes, because these are management leadership decisions that are being made primarily by elected officials or appointees of an elected official. And we've got to stop that. So what the Business Coalition is proposing, if the community wants to get behind a lawsuit, we have a firm in Arizona that took on the city of Phoenix over these same issues, and they won. What's happening is that there is a court case from a few years ago, Martin versus the city of Boise, that large cities like Albuquerque, New York City, San Francisco, Phoenix, they're using as a crutch. And that decision said you can't make these people move. But the new decision that came out of Phoenix is the proper decision that, yes, you can make them move if you have a place for them to go. It no longer becomes their choice. They cannot break the law. They need to move and get off of private property.
And you know, I mean, we're talking about these encampments or vagrants. I mean, that's a big part of it.
Yes.
It's not the only part.
No, it's not.
Again, back to, you have to put people in office that are going to not do what's happening now and be closer to a zero tolerance for crime. And, you know, I mean, you know, this is a snowball. It's like, okay, well, the way, as bad as it's gotten, if we start doing that, then the prisons and the jails are all going to be full. And listen, I'm not the guy with the answers, but I, you know, when I think of that, I think, well, I remember a guy over in Arizona that went out in the desert and put up tents.
Well, and you know, since you brought up the system that incarcerates or holds the incarcerated, we passed legislatively a law a couple of years ago. It was for bail reform because they said our jails and our prisons were over capacity and they were holding people that were waiting trial and they didn't have bail bond money. So they wanted to make it better for these people so they could get out without bail and be on the streets until they were brought to trial or they were brought to the time when they had to serve their sentence. The problem is the way that law was enforced is we have now a revolving door for criminals and they are often back on the street before the police officer gets the paperwork finished.
Well, I don't know if you heard, like in the last 24 hours, one of the three people that were arrested for the murder of the 11-year-old boy outside the Isotopes Park, one of the people that was in the car, I don't know if he got out, but I know that I think the prosecutor even said, well, as best we know, he wasn't actually involved in the killing recommended getting out with an ankle bracelet.
And that's part of the problem. We've got criminals back on the streets in greater numbers than we have in our jails and our prisons. The bail reform worked really well because now our jails and prisons are at about 40% capacity. That means the criminals are back on the street terrorizing the rest of us. That needs to be fixed, but it needs to be fixed legislatively.
Yeah, you know, I want to encourage our engineers to watch phone lines because we're getting on topics that if listeners want to call in and, you know, maybe comment on it. Now, we're looking for well thought out ideas and statements and encouragement. So consider, you know, prayerfully consider if you're going to call in during the broadcast. But the phone number is 505-338-5790. You can also text 505-585-LIVE and take your comments there as well on any of these topics. That's 505-585-5483 to text. And the phone number is 505-338-5790. Okay, I'm sorry, I interrupted.
No, that's okay. That's important. We would love to hear from people if you have comments, but I'll tell you, we have done research for over a year. We've talked to a lot of people, and then we see this victory in Phoenix, and that law firm wants to go nationwide and take that case. They're willing to take Albuquerque's case. If Albuquerque wants to come together and fund this lawsuit, we're not looking for money from the city. We are looking for the city officials to start enforcing existing laws and getting Albuquerque back to a safer place.
Well, you know, I know you know you're married to a retired police officer.
Right.
I would love to hear Larry talk on this topic.
Oh, he can tell you.
I'm probably hearing it, but you know, a little closer to firsthand being out there And thank God for guys like Larry and those that stand between us and those that would do us harm.
Yes.
And, you know, we brought up when we bring up the indigent and the vagrants and we mentioned the homeless. Let me remind the listeners, there are all kinds of great ministries that reach out to people who are truly in need. And if you're aware of them, we encourage you to share the love of Christ with them. It's, you know, a lot of these topics, we're just at a point where it's time that the Christian community was heard, and in more ways than one. It is important to show compassion. It is important to show grace, and it is important to show mercy, as we're shown those things. However, it's also important to stand up for the values that we hold dear. That we read about and we believe, given from God, that we read from the Bible. So just to kind of bring it back to, you know, we're not looking to be an angry mob, an angry right. community. We're looking to be an articulate, well-educated, which New Mexico Business Coalition is helping to do that. Better Together New Mexico is helping to do that, and other organizations that give us the information that we can communicate to those that we've put in elected positions to lead us and make decisions on our behalf. I'm going to slow down.
Well, and that's the reason why we're talking about this lawsuit. You can get information at nmbizcoalition.org about the lawsuit. It's unfortunate, but in the city of Albuquerque, just like in other large cities, they have stopped enforcing existing laws, putting the rest of us in danger. So we want to be compassionate with people that need compassion, but we don't want to coddle the people that are putting us in harm's way.
Exactly. I appreciate all the thoughts and the well-prepared information, Carla. If you just tuned in, we're visiting with Carla Sontag from the New Mexico Business Coalition and Better Together New Mexico. The websites, again, we've mentioned several times, but let's give them again. Better Together New Mexico, all spelled out, .org, and NMBiz, B-I-Z, coalition.org. And we're going to take a quick break. And we'll come back with more right after this on ABQ Connect. Lots of groups in Albuquerque doing, and New Mexico throughout the state, really doing great things, you know. And I want to mention one of them. New Mexico Men of Honor is preparing for another event. Yeah, it's going to be on Saturday, October 28th. Now, that's weeks away, guys. What is it, a little more than 3 weeks away? But it's happening at the New Beginnings Church. That's on Montgomery, behind the Raising Cane's, just west of San Mateo. And I'm telling you now, even though it's 3 weeks away, because you want to be praying for the event, praying for the guys that are going to the event, pray about who to invite, but do bring someone with you. And if you're not familiar with the New Mexico Men of Honor, their vision is to unite, equip, and encourage men throughout New Mexico through quarterly events that focus on worship, prayer, and Bible teaching. Here's the plan for that morning on Saturday, October 28th at 8 a.m. at New Beginnings Church on Montgomery. 8 a.m., the burritos and fellowship get underway, and then by 9 o'clock, worship with Nick Gonzalez of the band Salvador. Many of you may remember Salvador. And a message from Mike Silva, an internationally known pastor, missionary, and evangelist. It is a free event for men, and it is going to be happening again. It's Saturday, October 28th, 8 a.m. at New Beginnings Church, and the details are on the website, nmmenofhonor.com. And, you know, I love that New Mexico Men of Honor, they do these events at various churches. Last one I went to was at Grace Church up on San Antonio in the Northeast Heights. And our own manager here at KLYT, Chip Lusco, spoke at that one. It was a great morning. And we encourage you to go to this next one, and we'll keep letting you know about it. So keep listening for more details on that. In studio with us is Carla Sontag with the New Mexico Business Coalition and Better Together New Mexico. And Carla, we've covered a lot of ground today, and there's more to cover. I wasn't aware of this next topic until actually I got your outline today. And we're talking about the issue of guaranteed basic income. And perk up, listener, this next part you're going to want to hear about, because it involves it involves you.
It does. And what we really want is to hear from people. What do you think about this? Because what's happening nationwide, there is private funding going to certain nonprofit groups who are dispersing $500 a month, but it is only going to the undocumented person, some call the illegal resident,
If you're a citizen of the United States of America,
you are not qualified.
You're not qualified.
Right.
No matter the need.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if you are not a citizen of the U.S., you can get this $500 per month regardless of the need.
Right. Now, private organizations, that's up to them whether or not they're going to do that. Enough said.
But this is the reason we want to hear from people. And there's a place on our website where you can comment about this. We want to know what you think, because this is socialism. This is how it starts. And interestingly enough, just this morning, I got a tip from somebody who is very well known and very well trusted, saying that this is actually happening through government in New Mexico. And we have not checked it out yet, but she had enough information that it sounds credible that we will be doing the research.
And here's another thought. Those private organizations that are doing it, which I said, you know, it's up to them what they do with the resources that they get. Are any of those private organizations getting federal or state money?
Yes, many of them are getting money from the government. So it may not be money that is being transferred then to these people that are not U.S. citizens, but the organization itself is being funded by...
It's a shell game.
It truly is. But that's why we're interested in starting the conversation here. And then we will bring you more information as we find it. If our state government is actually involved in doing the same thing.
And you know what? Again, Christian, that's not to say if you see someone who's not a United States citizen, who is in need, who needs a bottle of water, who needs a meal, who needs a blanket, you know, the church years ago gave up. Well, not completely, but you know, it was the church that was to care for the widows and the orphans,
right?
And where the church has failed in that area, you know, the federal government essentially picked up that baton, and it's really time for the church to not only let their voices be heard, like we're talking about here, but to do what they're called to do according to scripture, to feed the hungry and to clothe the naked. So
yes, and there's no but to that, although I would add that we need to be very careful because of the open border policy. And as we talked earlier, there are over 1,000 people per day crossing into El Paso alone. 1,000 people a day.
What's the little city down on the border? I mean, they were just getting overrun.
Right.
Like
on the Mexican side or Mexico side?
I thought it was on the U.S. side. I don't know.
Well, El Paso is where they're mainly coming from, okay, through the port of entry. But 1,000 to 1,100 per day coming in. Now, we talked about those people. Many of them are going to start being bused into Albuquerque. Albuquerque is preparing for that. Now, if our government gets involved in this in any capacity of giving money to them, that's coming straight out of a taxpayer's pocket. Right. And these people are not paying taxes. So we have a little bit of a disparity in proper.
We have a lot of citizens here in New Mexico living below the poverty level.
Right. And that's what concerns me. We're not taking care of the people that are U.S. citizens appropriately and in the capacity that they need, but we're going to bring in 1,000 to 1,100 per month just at one port and then start giving them money. You know, eventually it's going to turn to a government issue, I believe, because the nonprofits are going to run out of money and they're going to turn it over to the government. So we're just interested in what people have to say. Go to our website at nmbizcoalition.org. Tell us what you think about this. Do you think it's okay? Should the government be involved? It's not government yet, although we got a tip that it may be government in New Mexico. We'll be looking into that for you. Right now, it is private funding of nonprofits. But what do you think? What are your thoughts? Is that appropriate? Is this the direction we should be going? And if we start down that path, where does that path lead us?
All right. Well, we got just a couple of minutes. And before we go, I want to make sure to mention again an event coming up on November 2nd at the Crown Plaza? Yeah, the Crown Plaza, the 2023 Heroes Banquet with the New Mexico Business Coalition. And real quick, Carla, if you'll recap what the evening is all about.
It's about honoring people that go above and beyond. And we would encourage you to nominate someone who you know, because everybody knows someone that is doing well beyond what they are employed to do or called to do. We want to honor them. And you can be a part of that process. We'll start with a veteran of the year that is chosen by retirees in every military form. And then we'll move on to these other nominations that you can make yourself. Jeremy Gay is our keynote speaker. Fabulous young man and well-informed, great speaker. You don't want to miss him. And then our co-masters of ceremony, Jim Williams and Nancy Laughlin, are going to be a great team.
Oh, it's going to be a fun night. It's going to be. So go to nmbizcoalition.org to either sponsor the event, get tickets for the event, or just get the information so you can make a decision about going. I want to thank you, Carla, and the rest of the team at Better Together New Mexico and the New Mexico Business Coalition for all the great information shared on today's broadcast, and we'll look for you next month.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
All right. And remember, coming up on tomorrow's broadcast, if you're at that, you know, even if you're not at that age for Medicare, you'll want to tune in because you know someone who's at that age, or maybe you're, you know, inching closer and closer. Black Bear Medicare is going to be in studio. They're the experts that are going to answer questions we have and you have. We'll have open phone lines and you can text in questions as well to find out more about how to deal with any issues you might be having with Medicare. We will invite you to tune in not only tomorrow but Friday for the Friday Financial Update with John Moore Associates. And Brian Cochran and our Heritage Foundation update as well. Thanks for joining us every weekday afternoon at 1 o'clock. And tune in tomorrow. Love to have you be part of the show on ABQ Connect.